When it comes to world issues, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Dave Magnum are a world apart. In a Madison debate, they disagreed on nearly everything, whether greenhouse gases cause climate change, whether the invasion of Iraq has made the United States more or less safe, and how trade agreements affect American workers. Baldwin says U.S. jobs are being lost to workers overseas who produce products in unsafe conditions for low wages in factories that pollute.
Trade agreements that we have entered have really brought us to what we call the race to the bottom.
Magnum says the U.S. trades twice as much now with Canada and Mexico than it did 10 years ago, before NAFTA was in place.
President Clinton was right in 1994 to sign NAFTA.
It was the first of several times the moderate Republican invoked the prominent Democrat's name to point out what he thought were good ideas. And Magnum called Baldwin a minority within a minority for her opposition to the trade deal, which Democrats supported, at least initially. Magnum says Americans save money on goods because of the trade deal, and poor nations have a chance to improve their economy.
One of the ways that we're going to prevent Mexican people from trying to come to the United States as they do to have a better life is to have the Mexican economy grow stronger in its own right.
When the debate turned to whether poor nations should repay debt, Magnum says they have to be held accountable and the World Bank should get its money. Baldwin disagreed. She says forcing third world countries to pay back money they don't have only hurts citizens, not the corrupt leaders who made deals their countries couldn't keep. The two candidates did agree on a couple of things, a separate nation for Palestine and the need to broaden U.S. family planning efforts in heavily populated parts of the world. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.